Good morning.
Good morning.
It is nice to have an opportunity to visit. We have been considering the immense value of this recording, for we are understanding that it is an introduction one to another, really an introduction of non-physical to physical. And we are exuberant as we are beginning this introduction of ourself to your physical plane, for we are now completing an intention that has been set forth long before most of you who are now physical were in these physical bodies. An agreement whereby we said we will remain here focused through our broader, more powerful non-physical perspective while you will go forth into these magnificent physical bodies, and together through communication we will co-create. There is so much that we are wanting to convey, for we are wanting most of all for those of you who are physical beings to understand the magnificence of your being. We are wanting you to understand who you are and why you have come forth into this physical dimension. We will begin by expressing who we are, for it is our knowing that as you are coming to understand who we are, that you will in like manner come to understand more clearly who you are. There are many of us here in the non-physical dimension. And in this place where we are, it is not really a place, but gathered around us are many currently of identical intent or wanting. And we are offering ourselves with the name of Abraham because we are wanting you to think of us as teachers. Teacher meaning one who is currently broader in understanding, who may offer words or stimulation of thought that through the natural processes or laws of the universe you may attract unto you knowledge. We cannot teach you. We cannot do it for you. And we have learned a long time ago that words do not teach. But words do stimulate thought, and thought is attractive. All thoughts are powerful magnets, attracting more of same unto them. And so it is our knowing that as we through our words stimulate your thought, or your awareness, or your wanting, that we may lead you or guide you to expanded knowingness. And that is the point of all of this. We have, together, with the assistance of these wondrous physical beings known as Jerry and Esther, prepared for you a series of recordings, a series that is only begun, for there is much more that we are wanting to say to you, but a series that is, by our estimation, the most important primary information for you to receive. For if you are able to grasp a few simple laws, and we call them laws because they are absolute, they are eternal, meaning they are forever. They are everywhere. As you are able to accept, acknowledge, and utilize these laws, then and only then will you be the deliberate creator of this wondrous physical experience. You are much more than you see in these physical bodies. And we know that is not always easy for you to see, as you are using only your physical senses to make the evaluation. But there is another part of you, greater and broader and older, that exists right now in the non-physical dimension. Now that is a surprise to most of you. For while many of you accept that you have lived before this, that there was something before this physical experience, and while many of you want to believe, you are hoping that there is something beyond this physical experience, very few acknowledge that right now, while you are physical, that there is a part of you, a greater part of you, that remains in non-physical dimension. And we are wanting you to know that you may reconnect consciously and deliberately with that inner you. We call it your inner being. Some of you call it your higher self or your soul. It matters not what you call it, but it is of great value for you to acknowledge that it exists. For there is wondrous guidance that is available to you through this inner you. As you are listening, you will become acquainted with these simple laws, and we will express to you also the process for opening a sort of passageway between the physical you and the inner you, that you may have the advantage of this great and glorious guidance. We come forth not to get you to believe anything. We are not here to alter your beliefs, for there is not that which you believe that we are not wanting you to believe. And as we are viewing this wondrous physical plane, we see great diversity in that which you believe. And in all of that, there is perfect balance, you see. And so we come forth not to alter your beliefs, but to reacquaint you with the eternal laws of the universe, that you may intentionally be the creator that you have come forth to be. Mm-hmm. For there is not another who attracts into your experience that which you are getting. You are doing it all. You will hear in simple format these laws. And you will also hear processes whereby you may access the law for the accomplishment or the creation of whatever is important to you. Also, you will hear, from our perspective, the great value in understanding these laws, for it will lead you to the greatest exaltation that you will ever experience, and that is the glory of becoming an allower, not a tolerator, one who is truly in harmony with this world in which you are living, receiving joy from all of your exposure to what you are attracting to yourself. And in that, an adding unto that which you are from inner perspective. While we understand it is not easy for you to see beyond your physical perspective, it is our knowing that as you are hearing the words upon this recording, if you are wanting it, you will be guided step by step to what we are calling an awakening, a recognizing of the total you. Mm-hmm. We are wanting you to understand your value to all that is, for you are adding unto with everything that you do, with every word that you speak, with every thought that you think. We are wanting you to sense your value. For as we are interacting in this physical place, it is our acknowledgement that so many of you are not appreciating yourselves very much. Primarily, it is because you're not understanding the rules of this game. And so you're not understanding clearly how you are getting what you're getting. And so, for most of you, there are those things that you are wanting to get that you are not getting. And there are those things that you do not want to get that you are getting. And because you do not understand how it is coming, there is the tendency to blame others or to strike comparison. And in all of that process, you are not feeling very good about you. It is our absolute knowing that here you will hear the key or keys that will lead you to the life experience that you've intended even before you emerged into this body. We will assist you in fulfilling your life's purpose. And we know that is important to you, for as we are visiting with so many of you, it is a predominant question. Why am I here? And what can I do to make it better? How can I do what is right? And we are here to express all of that to you in detail. And now let us continue with the purpose of this recording.
Good. What I had in mind in asking you to do this was an introductory tape that would have real value so that each subject that you cover, there would be enough that a person could actually begin using these ideas. But on the other hand, I do want it to be a tape that will lead a person into, in the areas that they're most interested in, into that particular tape where they could get the fuller version of it.
As we are moving forward here together, we will talk about these recordings in the order that we are encouraging that they be listened to.
Great.
Also, we are wanting to point out that we cannot, any of us, offer everything that we are knowing or wanting to convey at any point in time.
Right.
And so we will offer as much as we are able here, understanding that some will be interested in going beyond and some will not.
Correct.
And even as the recordings are ordered and listened to, there will be some that will have heard enough and some that will want to go beyond that and so on. Our work is evolving through the questions that are asked, from the stimulation of those who are hearing what has been said before. And so, let us begin.
Good.